And we're going through two different Chassidish Minhagim that we saw from two different Rebbes about Mishloach Manos and Matzah Steve Yonim. The first Minhag by the Rebbe, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, Sefer brings down that the Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev loved the mitzvah Mishloach so much. However, he had something special what he used to do. How the Kodosh Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev Minhago Haya Linashe Kol Mishloach Manos Shekibo. Rav Levi Yitzchak used to kiss every single one of the Mishloach Manos that he got. V'taymo imo, shehalo chevtze mitzvahem. And he said the reason why he did that is because they're objects of mitzvah. They're chavitzim, they're objects of mitzvahs. Kimo tzitzis u'tfilin. He said just like you kiss your tzitzis and you kiss your tefillin, you have to kiss your Mishloach Manos. As we know halachically, when we get to the word v'yikar, brought down by all the Rishonim and Achronim, then you kiss your tefillin when you get up to the Megillah. So says Rav Levi Yitzchak, this Mishloach Manos are mitzvos, are chevtze mitzvah. I have to kiss mitzvos. But then he added a second reason why he kisses Mishloach Manos. The kan yish gam tam nusach l'shevach. And he says another reason why I kiss them. Kama yakar hu ha-mishloach she'yisrael am kedoshim minadvim miliba ha-tor zelaza. He said, when Jews prepare the Mishloach so much, and they give, and they put in the Mishloach Manos, and they make them look beautiful, and they have Mesiras Nefesh, and they make them look gorgeous, how beautiful, how glorious, how beautiful is that when Jews put all their love into a little basket, and be able to show their care for another Jew on Purim. I mean, we know the famous Machlok is the reason why Mishloach Manos is, we have the mitzvah. The Truma Sedeshin says because we know that they, for the Aniyim to be able to have something to be able to eat. But we know the other reason from the Manos Halevi of Algebitz from Svat, the Baal of the Lichodori. He says the reason why we have that is to be able to laharbos ava, to be able to increase ava amongst Klal Yisrael. So Be'ez Hashem, when we get our Mishloach Manos this year, whatever we get, we should remember the minhag of Rav Levi Yitzchak used to kiss his Mishloach Manos. Why? Because he said they're chafetzim of mitzvahs. We have to kiss our Mishloach Manos because they're mitzvahs, just like tzitzis and tefillin are. But that's another reason is we have to kiss the Mishloach Manos because it shows how beautiful, how caring and loving every Jew is to be able to care for another Jew. Mishloach Manos, what a beautiful, beautiful minhag of Rav Levi Yitzchak. The second minhag that we're going to talk about today is the minhag from Rav Meir Shalom of Miparsav. Rameir Shalom Parsav had a beautiful minug. Not with Mishloach Manos, but the minug with Matanos of Yonim. Memachras Purim, the day after Purim, Nag Rabbi Meir Shalom Parsav lahazmin the beso asaniya ha'ir lahanik lahem nedava hagona. He used to specifically invite the poor people of the city to specifically come over the day after Purim, and he wanted to give them some money. Shalu Talmidov, his students asked him, Rabbi Parsav, Halo aches mol kiblu mano lichbada shemeshalach manos matanos levyonim umada chivus lasis lahem istaka achshav.
Didn't just yesterday you gave the meshalach manos to these poor people? You gave them matanos levyonim. I don't understand. You gave them meshalach manos, you gave matanos levyonim. Why specifically the day after do you have this minug to specifically invite the poor people to your house to be able to give them money? Hey shivat tzadik. The Rebbe answered the following.
Everyone knows that there's a mitzvah to be able to give charity, to be able to give matanos of yonim to matanos, to two different people, on Purim. So sometimes people think, and sometimes even the aniyim think, that maybe they're only going to get money when it comes on Purim. Only Purim the mitzvah tzedakah applies. The Rebbe Parsav
wanted to be able to answer. I wanted to show my tzibor, to show my congregation, the mitzvah tzedakah is not only on Purim, the mitzvah tzedakah is throughout the year. Obviously, there's a special mitzvah of tzedakah on Purim. How do we know that? And the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch brings down. I call it posha yonosno. Anyone who stretches out their hand, you have to give them. During the year, the rest of the year, you don't have that halacha. You have to be nice and cordial, and you have to. We should look into things. But we know, especially on Purim, kol poshei yonosno. Anyone who stretches out their hand, you have to give. But the Rebbe Parsav said something deep. What did he say? He said an incredible thing. He said, "I wanted to be able to show my seaboard that you're giving on Purim, which is an incredible thing. But don't forget about the Jews after Purim. Don't forget about the Jews after Purim. When after all the fanfare is out." And at the end of the day after Purim, don't forget about the Jews after Purim. Don't forget about the poor people after Purim. And I think these two minhagim of Levi Yitzchak and this minhag of the Rabbi of Parzava, they really talk about and they really define what Purim is all about. Purim is caring about for other people. Purim is connecting with other Jews. You can't do any of the mitzvahs of the day without other people. Mikra and Megillah, you can't do that with anyone. Mishnah, what's a suda without people? And obviously, Mishloach Manos Matanos, we can't do that without other people. So, Bez Hashem, this Baruch, we should be zochet to be like Rav Levi Yitzchak, to be able to kiss our Mishloach Manos, to kiss the eggs, to kiss the foods that we get this year. To remember to their mamash chavitim of mitzvahs, their mamash objects of mitzvah, but not only the objects of mitzvah. The Klai Yisrael puts all their love and care for other Jews inside of these things, an incredible thing. In the second minute, when we do Matalos of Yonam on Purim, let's make sure when we wake up Erev Shabbos on Shushan Purim, or if you're Jews living in Shushan Purim in Eretz Yisrael, we wake up Sunday morning and we go to the Kotel and there's another Jew who asks us for tzedakah. Let's remember this message of the Rebbe Parasov, that the mitzvah tzedakah not only applies on Purim, but also applies the rest of the year. Shibizochet to always care and love each other. Maybe we should do this. We should all celebrate together Shushan Purim in Yerushalayim, your Kodesh. Tashin Ayin Vav Shkoyach.